FCUM Radio.
FC Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Welcome everyone to Broadhurst Park. This is FC Live Test Match Special, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And we're here live from Broadhurst Park today to bring you live and, yes, indeed, exclusive coverage, barring all the international media that's here, of FC United of Manchester against an FC United of Manchester Invitational 11. You can get in touch with us, Twitter at FCUM Radio, or of course, emailing the station at station@fcumradio.co.uk, or if you know this guy personally, you can text on
07596 104 122. That's 07596 104 122.
I want cake! Give me cake! Cake! I say cake! I want cake! More cake! And cake!
So
and cake! Cake! Cake!
Swamper!
Cake!
Swamper!
Yes.
Why are you shouting the word cake?
It's Test Match Special. They always have cake.
No pigeons, though, on the pitch, have you noticed?
What? I don't want a pigeon cake. I want cake.
No, a pigeon always gets hit by a ball and sadly dies. But
does it?
On Test Match Special, every time I've listened to it.
No,
to be fair, I only listened to it once back in 1992.
It's a wooden pigeon anyway.
But yes, this is an exciting time, and I'm going to just hand over to Swampey, who's going to... Is there anyone else you could talk to?
Maybe Marv could come in here.
No, that's just the shindig then, isn't it? We just did that.
Well, hold on a second. There's nothing wrong with Marv coming in. I mean, it's basically, it's like still the shindig because you're on.
Well, no, because I've changed the tone.
Oh,
I've changed the tone.
Yeah, it's gone downhill. We need the dulcet tones of Marv.
I'm spoiling you, giving you a seat.
Yes. We will be stood up at some a certain stage, young man, but we've been given seats, yes. Who can believe it? AFC United of Manchester. For the radio, for the season, we've got seats. Not only one, we've got several, a plethora of seats. And internet connections, we've got plug sockets and everything. Yet Ben still managed to make an absolute dog's dinner of this entire area. It looks basically like his bathroom.
It's a Test Match event, people, and I've left shaving foam everywhere.
You have indeed. And don't forget to text in your cakes on 07596 104122, or equally, you can tweet them in. A tweeted cake. Oh, that sounds nice. Cake, tweet cake. Yes?
Yes.
No? You're hungry, aren't
you? I'm starving. Brian!
Starving
Brian, come over here, you're on air.
Brian's just been shouting over, get over here, you're on air. Not because he wants him on air, just basically because it's, well, you've just ruined it. You've ruined it. Brian has joined us, and the first thing we have to say is a good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is indeed FC Live bringing you the very, very first test game here at Broadhurst Park, and hence why we have the Test Match Special music. Test Match Special, Brian, what does it conjure up in your mind?
John Arlott and cake.
There you go, cake.
Chocolate cake.
It's all about the cake, isn't it?
It was with him.
Ben's just talking about basically dead pigeons.
Well, that's Ben for you, isn't it?
It certainly is. Well,
he'd eat anything.
Well, he's about to go and eat anything. So, Ben, bring us back some treats, some delightful stuff. Here's some monies I'm not going to give to you.
Sweet Jesus, I've not seen that before.
What, Ben taking money off me?
No,
you've seen it every bloody week.
You've given someone money.
No, not at all. Well, anyway, good afternoon to you, Brian.
Good afternoon yourself.
How are you feeling?
Overwhelmed, frankly.
It's certainly an arena, isn't it?
Isn't it just?
And more than that, it's our arena, it's our ground, it's owned by ourselves. I can hear the dogs barking in the background, the bar behind as well. It's a 1-in and 20-out situation at this moment in time, isn't it? Because basically,
yeah. Well, we've got a target of 3,000 today, haven't we, to get a certificate?
In the bar, I think.
Well, there's 2,500 in the bar.
They certainly are, but again, the sun's out. It's overcast here at Broadhurst Park, but at the same time, it's an opportunity really for us to test this ground, see what it's all about. And it looks like, well, let's see if this is working. Are you there?
I just want to say a warm welcome to everyone listening. And it's absolutely fantastic here. It truly is a part of Guts Manchester, this. And it's the beginning of a new dawn.
Well, that's James Jackson. Oh.
And Swampy, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, thanks. By the way, if you're wondering why James is sounding a little bit distant, because he's actually in Kuala Lumpur at this moment in time recording a new episode of the Early Doors. So he's coming in via Skype. He's actually not with us. But you would suggest and think he was right next to us, wouldn't you? Certainly what is on the cards is what's happening here today. It's a test card, in fairness. Two teams, basically a plethora of current FC United players and ex-FC United of Manchester players here this afternoon. You've been down on the touchline, sort of like our touchline reporter, James, and you've been mixing it up with a few dignitaries. Tell us who's been down there and what they sort of like, the atmosphere and what people are talking about and saying.
Well, there is a general mood of euphoria. There's so much interest. David Conn, who's been a great journalist, a great campaigner for the Hillsborough campaigners, of course, and always been supportive and interested in this club. He's down there. A great jocular mood. Great to talk to some of the old players. Carlos Roca, who's not playing anymore. He's got his own academy. Obviously, the BBC local are down here and very interested. They were talking to the groundsman, Graham, just a few moments ago. But generally, I think people are still in that state of just processing the fact that this day has arrived and just get over this last line and make sure the test goes all right and we do everything as we're supposed to do. But it's fantastic, and the bar and so on doing a magnificent trade, and to think that all that money is now going to the club, it's fantastic. It's a very, very positive mood.
Well, I think you said it quite profoundly there in the, as you say, the St Mary's Road end is, I've been here and been lucky enough to be here on many occasions as this build has been going ahead. Helps out as a volunteer. We've done Bring Your Own Ball from here. And been on that stand on a few occasions, but not with about 1,000 people as there are on there already. It just looks like a football ground. It just looks like the remnants of the 1980s and 1990s, where you could still just about stand and enjoy football. It really's got, it's like it's going to be like the lifeblood of a standing arena. And the great thing about that is it's come from another club, Northwich Victoria. We know the trials and tribulations of what happened to that football club, 1874, a fan zone football club, and you've got the other Northwich Victoria. Some might call them Zombie Victoria. That's not for me to say whether I agree with that or not, but I'm sure you probably could guess. But that used to be a stand that was painted in green and white, and this afternoon it's in the red and white of FC United of Manchester, and it is a sight to behold.
Yeah.
It's like the seventh wonder, the eighth wonder of the world is now in Mostyn.
Well, I first went to United. The first game at Old Trafford my dad took me to was Portugal versus Bulgaria in the 1966 World Cup, and we stood in the Stratford paddock, and that stand, the Northwich Victoria stand that Swampy's talking about, that the way it's been put together and painted, it really reminds me of Old Trafford when I was a boy, and that's fantastic to recapture that. And it's really filling up now, that stand, and it's just this club. It's Gut Manchester, isn't it? It really is of the city, and it's recapturing the good things of the past. You know, and as we know, FC has evolved from being a protest club, and that anger will always be a part of the energy of the club, but really it's just a positive thing in its own right. You know, if a cooperative took over Manchester United tomorrow, this club would still be there of its own right. Not that that's likely to happen, by the way, but 10 years on, 10 years since the Glazer takeover, 10 years since FC United, the two clubs have gone their separate ways. There's still a soul that links the two, but this is just a positive thing in its own right. It is impossible to articulate,
I think,
the energy that's here today.
I think what you've got really is you're right, that the history of what went before, a new history being created, and you know, for future generations, an affordable football club, but equally for the people of Moston. And obviously I'm very lucky to have the cafe only around the corner, you know, 5 minutes in the, well, not even 5 minutes, 2 minutes in the car, and it's a 15 minute walk here. But they have been asking for the last year, when you open, when can we come down to see. They're going to be here today in the droves. I know that they're all looking forward to Benfica, and they're looking forward to next season. So it's a life full of new supporters, young and old, coming together. Grandfathers bringing the sons and the granddaughters and the grandsons, and you know, it's sort of a real community feel. Outside, you could feel that people with smiles upon their faces walking down the boardwalk, you know, and it really gives you a great feeling of belonging, FC United of Manchester. And you know, we were talking earlier on, what's it going to be like when the season starts on the 8th of August this year? Is that's when the start of the Conference North. Well, that's their standard start, the Conference North. FC United, hopefully a home tie. Teams aren't one are going to come here. They're going to love it. But I tell you what, when they see that stand full of red and white, and this side full of red and white, it's going to be an almighty struggle to even compete against FC United, let's hope. But again, it's just, I mean, it's not only have they got that, but I mean, we're surrounded by greenery. We're surrounded by a lot of work that the FC diggers have been doing all the way around. There's going to be a whole different host of different areas, so areas you can sit out there with wilder reed beds and lots of different flowers. There's going to be areas where you can go out picnics. This is the very beginning. I mean, the ground is not complete by any stretch of the imagination, but the great thing is we're in now, and we can start developing, moving forward, increasing, you know. I mean, the hoardings all the way around the ground, by the 29th of May they're going to have advertising things on, of which we're going to have one from, hopefully from the cafeteria as well. But again, it's just something there. You see Rob Nugent down there, Martin Parker came to the club from Glossop North End and did tremendously well. He's back at Glossop North End now. Unfortunately got injured while playing for FC United, but he played in the FA and the FA Cup against Brighton and at Rochdale, and last week he was at Wembley.
That was wonderful, wasn't it?
He was at Wembley with Glossop North End last week. Unfortunately they were defeated, but he's here today, and he's so proud to come back and, you know, to be invited back. And the players that have been invited back, and a lot of them unfortunately have not been able to make it, the likes of Ben Deegan, who's here today but unfortunately sustained an injury to his face, he can't be with us. Kevin Elvin, for the very early days, I mean, Kevin Elvin is just, you know, for me, the antithesis of all things FC United and Manchester. What a lovely, wonderful lad he is. He's got another charity game on, he's had to go to instead. Yeah. But again, you know, it just shows that the people, Carlos Rocker here this afternoon, Turney is here, scratching the back of the head there. Someone.
Trumpy getting a bit of affection.
You've got that on, Brian, you can speak.
The referee is Gordon Durwood, who's a founder member.
Oh, of course it is, yes.
And he's dabbing his eyes as he walks off.
He's a friend of yours as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a good lad, Gordon.
And we always call him Little Vinny. Or Big Vinny, I suppose.
Big Vinny, yeah.
He's run the line for a long time, hasn't he, in this division.
We've got, obviously, it's a day of testing and celebration, but are we keeping an eye on how the surface plays? Because there's some question about, obviously there was difficulties with it, the seeds, the seeding and then turfing. Is that whether that's it looks great, but are we keeping an eye on that today?
Yeah, I think Graham Byrne, who's done a magnificent job. He had his own business, to give you an idea. He has his own gardening business. Stopped that in the winter to help FC United out, and basically continued on a voluntary basis until he got the job. Basically, he was the right man for the job, and he's been here ever since. I know. Kevin as well, Kevin Randall, who's father, Kevin Randall, the ex-footballer, who's also a founder member of this football club, one of the Stockport branch members, he's been working as well. They would like, at this stage of the season, with a new surface, they would like it a lot greener, if the truth be known. They'd like it a lot greener than it is. It's got a yellow, slightly yellow twinge to it. And that's because, you're right, it should have been seeded, and it was seeded. But Manchester being Manchester, the seeds blew off. And then they had to come up with a secondary idea of trying to get in for what we were hoping at the time for the beginning of the season. It never happened, and I think with hindsight, they would have looked at it and said, well, there's too much sand underneath for them, there's the soil, and there's nothing that they can actually, it can't sort of like grip onto at this moment in time.
Thank you, Percy Thrower.
And they're hopefully, the pitch will be okay. It won't be able to be played two or three games in quick succession. It needs time, further time to red bright in. And it won't surprise me, you know, we'll probably get a season out of it and they'll probably change it again, I would have thought. Yeah. It's looking good, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm.
Come the first home game in August, it's going to look like a sneaker table.
A season of football, isn't it? So, anyway, I'll be talking to you later.
You certainly will. Well, the way you're doing, we're good. There's only half an hour each way.
I think that's right.
15 minutes each.
I've been asked to do a bit on the TV coverage with Roy Williamson being away, so I'll be flitting.
Between the two.
With the blessing of Swampy. I've had the blessing of the producer to do that.
I know it's quite a religious experience, but no one needs to be blessed to do the radio and television, surely.
We've got Emily. I might as well bring in Emily Maguire to say hello at this point.
I'll see you later.
Enjoy the afternoon, everyone.
And you, James.
Well, James Quinn will be with you for the second half of the first half. And we'll start off with myself and Mr. Grumpy here to my right hand side. Although I've got to say,
I'm not grumpy today.
Well, as I say, it's the first time you had a smile on your face for about five years. No, not at all. But
harsh.
We are indeed joined by Emily. Emily, you've been here. I think you arrived shortly after me. I got here at 11:30. I couldn't cope any longer. I just had to come up.
Yeah, we set off nice and early. Couldn't wait to get in.
And for yourself, I think your smile says everything, really.
Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. Just to see the development. So, you know, being involved in the club for the 10 years. To turn up today, I'm getting goosebumps every time I hear the crowd. I was in the bars, it was filling up, and the first time that song was sung, you know, this is our club, now we've built a ground, it is phenomenal, and what a great feeling.
Enough.
I think, well, Brian's filling up there with that. You can see that the eyes are glazed on the left-hand side. Not glazer eyes are glazed. Just so you get that right, there's no glaze. Nice to see a lot of lads I've seen here this afternoon as well that are match-going United fans, home and away. At the very beginning, the very early days of FC United, they came and sampled it. They had a look at it. They've always been supportive. They couldn't give it up, and that's fair enough for them. But they're here today, and they've just come up to me and said, "It's not bad, is it? This it's not bad at all." You know, but they are home and away United fans, and I've known them for many, many years. But they're here this afternoon, as many other fans from around the world. One great bit of news as well is that for the 29th of May. Yor is going to be over. He's got his visa.
Excellent.
So he's going to be over with us, which is going to be absolutely fantastic news for him. Yeah. Just hope he doesn't get stopped at customs and, you know, and not allowed to enter the country. But it really has a feeling. I mean, this afternoon, as I say, the food stores are out the front, the food stores inside, the bar behind us. Prosecco at the ground, I tell you what. It's going to be a very hiccupy season for us if we get our hands on that. And I suppose... this is the beginning, because there's still a lot of work to be done in and around the ground, and this ground will just develop and get better and better and bigger and bigger.
I think that's one of the real positives about the ground, you know, that there are, you know, we are able to develop it, because it's really important for the club. We definitely to look back at the success that we've got and really celebrate that today, celebrate it at Benfica of what an achievement it's been for a fan-owned club to be able to build a ground such as this and have these facilities, but then also have within that we can move on from here, we can still progress and we can still get bigger, make improvements, like you say, on the ground. And it's just another great part of being at FC.
Well, we're about 7 minutes away from kickoff. We've got a text that's come in saying, "Hi guys, lag is only 25 seconds seconds today. Quality. Good luck today for your test broadcast." And as I say, the bar is still very, very busy. Most people now are realisation that we're just a few minutes away really for the teams coming out, and I think they'll be out a little bit earlier than is customary to get and sample the atmosphere here this afternoon. And I say the SMRE, St Mary's Road end, is looking quite magnificent.
It's a vast terrace, that, isn't it?
It is, it's absolutely huge. And that used to go down one side of the ground. Now it goes behind one terrace now, so it gives you an idea of how big it is.
the view from the back of that stand is absolutely incredible. I was up there earlier this week, and to be able to stand at the top at the back, it really takes you back at, you know, the view onto the pitch, but how high up you actually go, it's really something in there.
Well, the other thing to bear in mind, well, that's nice. We've just been given a team sheet that we can't actually read, but don't worry about that, Ben. So we've only got one team, have we, Ben? Oh, no, we've got two teams.
Well, we know our own team, don't we?
I don't think we really... Well, yes. I might write this down, but the one thing to bear in mind as well is that actually from where we are now, we are surrounded by greenery and trees, and it really is. It blends into the local area very, very well. The one thing, and if you haven't been here yet, once you come up Lightbound Road, the one thing you will see, the first thing you will see, because you can't see the ground,
no,
is a floodlight. That's the first thing you will see, is a floodlight. Now, come the 29th of May at Benfica, those floodlights are going to be on. Oh, goodness gracious. I came past about 4 months ago. It was 4:20 in the afternoon, and the floodlights were on. Oh, I was like a giddy kipper. I was incredible. I was like, and I parked up, and I thought, blow my neck. I hope planes don't go past this way. They're that bright. You know, you could direct the planes into Manchester Airport from here, or Ringway, as it should be called. But, well, we are, as I say, brothers and sisters, can't see you. Future's owned by you and me.
Can't you see?
Sorry, yeah, can't you see? Yeah, sorry, I said can't see you.
Yeah.
That's my dyslexia. You see, I read that. I knew what I was saying, but I actually read it in the wrong way. But let's give them the teams out.
Yep, sure. I've got the invitation 11.
Well, I'll start with the FC United Manchester team. In goals, it's Dave Court, it's Carnell, Brown Hilder number 2, Greg Dennis number 3, Dave Birch number 4, Chris Lynch number 5, Luke Ashworth number 6, Matty Wolford number 7, Tom Brown number 8, Tom Greaves number 9, Jerome Wright number 10, and Craig Linfield number 11. On the bench, it's Callum Byrne, it's Lewis Lacey, it's Joe Fox, it's Rory Fallon, it's Frank Van Gils, it's Scott Cheatham, it's Michael Norton, and Darren Lyons.
Right.
Oh, and number 21 is Naya. You can see right in the corner there, Naya is the man.
Right, well, the invitation 11 are lining up thus. We've got Nick Cokin in goal. Right back, we've got one of our more elegant players over the years, Richard Battersby.
Player.
At left back, we've got the unforgettable Lee Neville. Centre back, Martin Parker, fresh from his exploits at Wembley, bless him. At left half, centre back, we've got Rob Nugent, founder member, former board member, and a stalwart of the first few seasons.
And a glowing red hair as well.
Yeah, it's still red, isn't it? Unlike Andy Walsh's, who's gone same colour as me. Outside right, we've got the one and only Carlos Rocca. Outside left, Rodri Giggs. Up front, I presume, would be the unforgettable Dave Swarbrick, one of the nicest lads we've ever had at FC. Always welcome here. And just behind them in midfield, we've got Jake Cottrell and FC's all-time leading FA Cup scorer, the one and only Nicky Platt. And on the bench, we've got Cy Carden, phenomenal goal scorer and quite a smoker as well. Matty Tierney, another elegant midfield player who can put a tackle in as well. Steve Spencer, who could definitely put a tackle in and pass a ball. And he's managed to sneak himself on the team sheet, the joint manager, one David Brown of this parish.
And he's ably supported on the touchline with George Hayden, I believe.
Kit man George.
And I'm trying to think who's.
I dare say they'll get Chappie's dog in there as well.
Well, FC United playing in red shirts, white shorts, and black stockings, and Carnell's wearing the yellow goalkeeping jersey. And the players are about to come out. As the teams now, out they come. And the first cheer at a new ground is quite magnificent. FC United of Manchester against FC United of Manchester. There's only one winner here today, and that is
all of us.
FC United of Manchester. We've got the Manchester Road end to our right hand side, or the SMRE as it's known. This main stand is absolutely bursting, and around the ground, well, fans far and wide here to enjoy an exhibition game, really. 30 minutes each way, And, well, the shivers are going down my spine. The noise is electric and, looking forward to it. And, I'll be at half-time on the halfway line having a chat to Andy Walsh. And, as I say, history has been made 10 years ago. History continues with FC United, champions of the Northern Premier Division. And for me here, giving 10 years of radio and TV commentary, it's been absolutely magnificent. Thinking that we would be at our own ground and a ground as wonderful as this, well, it was a pipe dream. But let's be honest, it was a pipe dream that we'd actually have a football club 10 years ago. But we're here, the teams are all out shaking the hands of each other there, and it really shows the quality and how far we've come. Fan ownership has just proven that basically this is the model to go forward. You can build a ground, you can work hard. Great words from Paul Scholes only early in the week in the Independent, saying how proud he was of FC United and Manchester and what they've achieved, and hopefully he can do something similar with Salford City as a co-owner there. But today the fans here, and this is just the beginning, the start, and it's just going to be a great opportunity to show the world what fan ownership and what a football club and what a community and what a cooperative can do, coming together in times of austerity, in times of trouble. We come together as one. We've created something new, and this is here to stay, ladies and gentlemen. We won't be in 5 years going somewhere else and someone else coming into power. We have the power, and we will continue with that power moving forward where others only dare to dream. I'm not sure if that's going to go out on 5 Live, but I've recorded it anyway. But there's a man to my right hand side who's got a pair of sunglasses on. It's a good job he's got his sunglasses on, because he's got
it's sunny.
And a slight tear in your eye there, isn't there?
It's hay fever.
Is that what it is?
That's what
there's
say.
A lot of hay fever. That's yeah. And there's going to be one huge photograph taken with all the players and the mascots all there now. And as you say, it really is. And there's Mark Cooney, FC United's physio. He never misses a game where there's cameras.
No.
And
you know, as wonderful as this ground is, I reckon there won't be another ground anywhere in the world where you see the manager giving the goalkeeping coach his Alsatian drink of water
exactly,
just before
yeah.
kickoff.
Ben, have we got an Atmos mic today?
It's down there, isn't it?
It's not really working at this moment in time, Ben. I'd like, if we could, to...
Well, we'll have to make our own atmosphere,
well,
won't
I mean,
we?
Yes, I mean, just want to try and get that atmosphere around for the fans at home that are listening, unfortunately, that can't be with us. But there's the first blow of a whistle as Dave Carnell goes to the right hand side to the SMRE.
Who's going to be the first goal scorer at Broaders Park?
Darren Lyons. It's
not starting though, is he?
It's going to be Nicky Platt, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't Nicky Platt. I'd like it to be Simon Carden, but he's not starting. He just nipped out for a fag.
Well, Carl with a smile upon his face below us there, and it'll be a leisurely afternoon. I did hear a rumour though that Dave Brown wanted to kick Carlos Rocca, and then we was told he's on the same team and
he wouldn't let that stand in his way.
He said no, I'm still going to kick him. I said you've got to catch him first.
He'll catch somebody. The highlight of the afternoon is when the ball breaks in midfield midway between Tunji Moses and Dave Birch. That's going to be one for the archives.
The call's been made and the toss has been good, and there's the changing ends.
Yeah, well, they don't want to give us the advantage, do they? They must have won the toss, and they don't want us kicking into the St Mary's Road end second half.
Well, Lightbound Road end to our left hand side, St Mary's Road end to our right hand side. We're in the main stand, and opposite us is rather large flag, and
the biggest glass scarf in the world.
Nicky Culkin gets a round of applause, and then, typical FC welcome.
They're not far wrong, though, are they, this time?
Well, not indeed. Are we going to? I don't know whether to sit down and enjoy this game or stand up. I think we might sit down for a minute. Yeah, I'm feeling like a sit down.
Hey, the bar's emptied and the stands filled up. Who'd have thought it, eh?
Well, we're not going to necessarily need the team sheets, are we?
No.
We can still,
we are.
We can still recognise the likes of Jake Cotchell, who unfortunately just... was picked at the post in the playoff final, and Chorley will be playing against FC United again next season. You're out for 15 minutes, and the game's underway. Nicky Platt to Parker, just played at Wembley, and unfortunately didn't.
This must feel very similar.
Well, that's Warbrick now to Sunji Moses across to
Mungitosis. Oh, we haven't had a touch of the ball yet.
No, the ball on the right-hand side. Who's that with?
Battersby.
Lovely ball by Battersby. He had a bit of a struggle though in the FA Cup there, that position, because it's not his normal position. But
no.
Ball whipped in by Carlos Rocha. Decent ball headed away there by Lewis Lacey, and it's a first chance now for FC United. And it's the ball played back down to Cardo. I tell you what, regardless, the old school, shall we say, or want to beat FC United this afternoon.
Of course they will. Of course they will.
And so Lewis Lacey on this near touchline. Hits the ball long to FC United and Manchester's number nine, but didn't quite come away with it. And then Sunji Moses plays the ball forward, and well, Giggs can't get at the end of it. And a poor touch there by Dave Birch, but helped along there by Brown. And Brown plays it to Jerome Wright, left back. Jerome plays it inside now to Birch, today's captain. Ball sprayed out wide right hand side.
Nice ball that to Lacey.
And Lacey now leisurely.
Going to be a far ball,
whips it towards the back post, and that is the ball coming in. It's going to be dealt with by Battersby, and he just let that ball bounce once, and then
Nicky Culkin putting his weight about there.
Not only his weight, he's just you've got to realise this. We haven't got a big game come up in 2 weeks.
He's trying to get in the side, is he?
Well, Giggs trying to get beyond Lynch, but Lynch does well, clears his lines, and it's going to be a throw in that Lee Neville now of Ramsbottom. Looks for some support, gets it in the form of Martin Parker across up North End, and they've gone up. They'll be in the Evo Snick League this season. And Dave Birch there completely carting Carlos Rocha.
They've just renewed acquaintances, that's all. They didn't have a chance to shake hands before the game, so he's just said hello.
Well, Giggs won the header, but it's picked up by Lacey. Well, that's a good song this year. Can I hear the main stance? Because I've got a feeling the ball's given away now.
Tundia.
And a good bit of football there by Carnell. He comes out, but it's an open goal. They can Giggs get on the end of it. No, he can't. Brown comes along and intercepts there. Well, worrying moments for FC United. This is able to start down this near touchline. The call of the ball out of play there from Dave Brown, not given. And
he's not happy.
Well, it's Greg Daniels takes it to the byline, gets the ball towards the back post. Who's on the end of it? Greaves' header goes across and headed out over the bar. Good defensive header there. And it was Rob Nugent's
ball. Finally, we've got the smile off Dave Brown's face, and he's still complaining about that ball being out.
Well, look at Matty.
Him and Daz Lyons are having words.
Look at Matty Turney down there. He's playing for Winsford and Sunday League, and he's lost about 3 stone. Mind you, he's on his arse. So, this corner comes. It's a lovely looping corner, headed away by Nicky Platt. Carlos Rocker will take over. One of the favourites at FC United of Manchester. Full of trickery and skills, but don't let a certain Les Hare even hear me say that.
Oh, Carlos, terrible touch. Les will be in his element.
He will now, yes.
Yeah, Matty Tierney's not lost 3 stone. He's just slipped down around his arse, that's what it is.
Well, Dave Birch now on the ball, plays it to far left hand side and to the halfway line for Ashworth. Ashworth plays a lovely ball across now to Jerome Wright. Does he go to penalties, by the way? Is the ball played into the penalty area? Good play there by Cottrell. But Brown does well, plays it outright, wide right. And here comes the ball into the penalty area again. Decent ball, who comes across, did a four for Massey Wolverton, and it's charged down, and then across goes Rob Nugent. He took the ball, but then forgot he didn't have the pace.
Yeah, Rob Nugent found a bit of pace there that he never had.
Well, he soon lost it, as now the ball whips to the back post. Good again. Ball. Out comes Culkin. Can he win the ball?
Culkin
rolling back the years there, but that probably will do his knees no favours whatsoever. And now here comes Carlos Rocha, the far right hand side.
Go on, Carlos.
The ball played into the penalty. It's a decent
ball that.
And it's chest well, but here comes for Roger Giggs. Best time shot.
Oh,
it's saved by Carnell.
Superb save, David.
Oh, Roger Giggs could have made the world headlines there as Mr. Conn to our right hand side. Busily writing down the opening goal scorer there, but not to be. And he should have done better there, Giggs.
He should have done, but it was a good save from Carnell, as we've come to expect.
Well, it's now Moses. Stockport County is the team he's playing for. Another
Cottrell.
Player that'll be playing, Cottrell now. So both Cottrell and Moses, two players that will be coming across next season. Nicky Platt at the moment at Nantwich.
Mouthwatering, isn't it, when you think about it? Chorley, Stockport County, Staley Bridge, Curzon.
There's a few there, and there's to enjoy as here comes Lee Neville now. Lee Neville, the ball towards the back post. It's a decent ball, is it?
Yeah,
well, it should be comfortable
easy,
for Carnell. Carnell rolls the ball out to this near touch line. Plays it to Linfield. Linfield back to Ashworth. Ashworth now has a think about it. And well, you would have thought Mr. Conn by now, he's been into this ground so many times, he knows every player.
You would think so, yeah.
I'm surprised Henry Winter isn't here, his arch nemesis and rival, no doubt. as the ball, sweeping ball.
God,
a lovely ball now for Daniels. 10 yards outside the penalty area, right hand side. Whips the ball, indecent ball, goes behind two players. Battersby tries to get at the end of it, and he does well there. Battersby, he clears his lines. It was Linfield coming in there. Moses plays it back to Bats. Bats, simple ball up to Moses. Moses now does well, goes past one player. He beats your own right for pace and quality there, but right back defending. And ball kept in play by Carlos Rocker now.
It's not often you say that, is it?
Well, Rocker does well, plays the ball
in play
inside.
By Carlos.
Oh, yeah, you're, not, you're his best, you're his biggest fans as well, aren't you?
No, I'm his second biggest fan.
Well, 07596104122 if you want to text in. Don't forget your tweets coming in as well. Anything FC United or Manchester related, you're very welcome. Is the ball far left-hand side for Jerome Wright?
Go on, Jerome, on your bike.
Well, intercepted well there by Bats to Cottrell. Cottrell, whose mother works for the club and has done a tremendous job, Christine Cottrell, for a number of years now within the finance department at FC United of Manchester. Couldn't get the pay rise her son Julie wanted, and hence why he left and went to Chorley. Only kidding, towards the back post again. Here comes Corky, that's come out there.
Oh,
Corky takes it like the old pro he used to be.
He's loving that, isn't he?
He wants a contract.
I was going to say, how's Carnell kept his place all this time?
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know. I mean, she might take a contract out on him. However, well, he's jumped up twice now, and that's it. He's going to be over, hasn't it?
He's limping.
He came out limping. It's two great takes by Nicky Culkin, and it's interesting with Culkin because he's been here for a season, and it's as if he's been here for 10 years. He absolutely adores and loves it. As an intercepted ball there by Lee Neville now, the tinting of Ramsbottom. As Lacey saw the ball there, but it's back with FC United of Manchester, and here comes ball played in Swarbrick. It's a half decent ball there, and well, Roger Giggs pushing Ashworth in the back and coming to no avail. And here's Linfield now, the cheeky Scouser on the ball, plays it inside. He's the only man that I know that looks beautiful in a mankini.
What?
Believe you me.
Don't ask.
It's not something you don't want to see, but it was interesting. The ball down the left hand side again. Strong play there by Bats, just showing his quality and his age and his professionalism there. Just shoulder into FC United, the Manchester Greg Daniels, and the ball back now with Rob Nugent. Nugent plays it to Culkin. Culkin didn't necessarily want it there.
He's caught.
Culkin there, nearly undone by his own player. Well, they're just trying to make an arse of him, and they nearly did there. They really did.
Are we past the watershed? Can I join in with
this? There is no watershed this afternoon. There's no one listening. It's a test commentary. No one listens to test commentaries, do they? Well, there's about 4,000 people actually listening, but the ball chipped towards the back post. Can it be kept in play by Daniels? He does really well there. But Battersby, again, Reese. I tell you what, the way Bass is playing, I'd re-sign him.
The class act.
Have you signed half of this lot, in fairness, for next season?
Such an elegant player, Battersby.
Yeah, great, and a lovely lad. And he had a lot of trials and tribulations in the last few years, unfortunately for him. Oh, and the pitch there nearly undoes Lee Neville.
Go and put that divot back immediately, Neville.
Well, I think Dave Brown is looking to do so. Put the ball on the halfway line with Carlos Rocker. Carlos not playing at the moment. Runs an academy, works at Man City's under-14s academy as well, and Jake Cottrell there with Matty Wolford, and I think trying to swap shirts, but ball back now with Ashworth. We've had nearly 12 minutes. Really enjoying the commentary, but wishing I was there. Can't wait for Benfica. That's Aidan Montgomery of ConstructiveCoding.com, who's I think over in Australia.
Good heavens!
Well, he's just trying to sort out the immigration policy they have over there. So.
Get Johnny Depp's dog sorted out.
Well, they've gone back to the US of A, haven't they? Ball now up towards.
Or as the Australian Home Secretary says, they should bugger off immediately.
Yeah,
he's an Aussie. That's great, that, isn't it?
Well, it's not. They've. FF United now. Brown on the ball.
Option.
Brown plays a lovely ball out to the left hand side for Linfield. Linfield's cutting on his right foot, cuts inside, plays it back to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright now, is he going to get a stab at goal? Here's an opportunity now. FC United in the penalty area, look for an offside decision. Not given, ball comes across. It's Ricochet, first time shot comes in, charged down there.
Tom Brown.
Brown, is he going to be first goal scorer? It's into the arms of Nicky Culkin.
And Nicky knew exactly what he was doing there. He had it covered. He knew where to stand for the rebound, didn't he?
Well, let's be honest, Culkin.
He's having the time of his life down there, isn't he?
The two posts are his best mates as the ball whipped over the top there. Not going to be one of them. Picked up by an FC shirt. And it's. We've got. Really enjoyed. We've got a couple of texts in, I think. Andy, Malcolm and I. Malcolm and I are listening. Keep up the nonsense. They're working in reddish as a shot comes in from Brown. Oh, he half attempts it, then thinks another shot comes in straight into the arms.
Made it look easy again there.
Well, it was all about the positioning sense, really, wasn't it?
And the fact that he's as wide as the goal.
And it's also the fact that it was an absolute bobbing shot really helps. As Rocker there being pressurised, but Rocker there looking, showing that quality just below us now. A wisp of hair plays it inside to Cottrell. Cottrell now back to Parker. To be honest, Parker should be taken off the pitch. He's wearing a pair of undergarments that aren't the same colour.
Yeah, that's right.
And you've got to come off. You can't be allowed to do that. It's an absolute disgrace. The referee's got it wrong already.
And if the referee wasn't FC United through and through, I'm sure they'd have clamped down on that.
Well, Giggs on the ball now, and we're going to be handing over in a couple of seconds. There's the ball down the right-hand side now.
And all-time leading FA Cup scorer, Nicky Platt.
Quinn's busily talking away to the greater and the good. There's the ball now on the halfway line with Wolfenden. Wolfenden plays it out wide right. And here comes Linfield attacking the SMRE. Take the ball with you, that'd help. He does eventually, chips the ball.
Whoa,
and, well, to be honest, Linfield, what were you thinking? I'm not quite sure. And in fact, we've got 12 minutes on the clock. And it's still 0-0 here. If you're from the Trafford branch, well, apologies for the late timing of the 0-0, but I think the vast majority may well be here this afternoon.
You'd hope so, wouldn't you?
And Culkin just getting a crowd up, getting them to just give him... Great ball by Culkin there to Lee Neville.
Well, picked him out superbly there, didn't he?
He did. Neville there, well, he controlled it superbly. Well, Parker to Moses. Oh, great touch and turn by Moses. Moses looks like he's... he wants a new contract at FC United to Stockport County.
He's looking a bit fitter and sharper than he did with us. He had a few problems with
Rocking with a long
there,
shot. Long shot. Nicky Platt, first time shot. Nicky Platt! Oh! Into the arms of FC United's goalkeeper
right,
there.
Almost.
Nearly said Nicky Platt was going to be the first goal scorer at Broadhurst Park. But the one thing is, there's no way Carnell wants to have a goal against him, even in a friendly.
Not, no. Oh, he likes his clean sheets, doesn't he, Dave?
2 minutes until we change. The commentary has
go on, Craig.
Ball down the left hand side. It was a good header there by Daniels.
And good cover as you'd expect from Jake Cottrell.
Cottrell there back to Nugent. Nugent back to Culkin. The one thing we know Culkin he can catch. But the one thing he can't do, he can't catch and kick. He really can't. It's now Jerome Wright towards the back post. The ball goes. Beauty. Daniels on the end of it. Oh, and a great touch. Corner ball, surely it was. Great goalkeeper there by Culkin. He tips it off the head of Matty Wolford. It's got to be a corner, surely.
No.
Oh, I can't believe it's not a corner.
Not
disgraceful refereeing. Anyway, back in play. That's now
Jake Cottrell driving forward from midfield. Familiar sight.
To Giggs. Giggs plays it inside now to Carlos Rocker. Rocker on the ball, looks for some supports, and a 1-2 between him and Cottrell unleashes Giggs. Giggs to Parker. Parker now to Moses. Moses has a good season at Stockport County as Giggs chips the ball down the left-hand side for Nicky Platt to run onto, and he'll win the ball. Nicky Platt there does well, but then forgets the ball, and Ashworth will mop up and take the ball away. Ball clear, but only as far as Moses. It's very apt, isn't it? There's two players here, Moses and Inti Giggs. Two players with the names that resonate amongst those in the 80s of Manchester United fans and those in the 90s. And the noughties for Manchester United.
And the teens also.
Tunji Moses himself, father Remy. And obviously we all know about Mr. Giggs. Well, we've got about 30 seconds and the referee wants another ball. Not happy with that.
He wants to give them one each.
Well, not happy with the ball there, the referee's help play. And we are with that. We're going to... ball coming in, incoming. There we go. We're going to hand over to James Quinn and the dulcet tones, the professionalism, the quality, that is Emily Maguire.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Swampy. It's my pleasure to be on this mic, and my greater pleasure to be alongside Emily Maguire as Rodri Giggs brings it forward, tries to thread it through. Some decent play up from the Invitational 11, Emily.
Yeah, I think they're really enjoying it. Swampy was just saying, there's a few out there that could be after a contract here at FC.
Yeah, well, there
will
be.
Ready to be re-signed.
There'll be a little bit of that probably from one or two of the recent departures, won't there? Something to prove, even on a day like this, in the background, you know. But
yeah, I'm sure.
Like Lee Neville would like to show what a great left back he is. As Greg Daniels,
he has already
wins the ball halfway line. Greaves is in the centre, Wolfenden jogging up, and Linfield too, as low cross though, played to, oh good Domino, now David Birch 25 yards out, spreads it out wide, Greg Daniels now with a cross, in it goes, it's a dangerous, and it's a goal!
Tommy Greaves!
And how fitting is that, was Nugent there, who got his touch there, he couldn't quite control it, the ball came loose, and talk about a tap it, Emily, it doesn't get any easier.
Yeah, well, Cooks has managed to save the blushes of an own goal there in a tap-in, but how fitting. Tom Greaves, all the goals he's scored for FC, he really deserves to be the first player to put it in the back of the net here at Broadhurst Park.
Our announcer confirming it there, and I suppose if you were picking the most appropriate goal scorer to score the first goal at Broadhurst Park, Tom Greaves would be near the top of the list, probably alongside Michael Norton, who's on the bench. And
there is a few on the invitational team that you wouldn't mind taking a goal here as well.
Yeah, so it absolutely. As Platt plays it back, and Battersby on the far side there to Rodri Giggs. As loses possession, Linfield does well, plays it back to Jerome Wright, halfway line Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright threads it through. And now Linfield bringing it in, chips it forward neatly. Wolfenden tries to get on the end of it, can't quite do so. Just about a yard away from me sits David Conn, the Guardian journalist, who's been a great supporter of this club and a great supporter of non-league football and grassroots football and supporter-led football. Great to see him here today, as this is played there to Jake Cottrell though, and gets the ball back, and it's a foul. Well, it's judged as a foul by Giggs, and
well read there by Linfield. He's nipped in front of Giggs, and not, you know, nothing in it, there won't be in a game like that today, but rightly so.
That's Lewis Lacey playing right back today, slightly unfamiliar role, and now it's with Lynch inside FC territory. 1-0 FC United lead against the FC United 11, and David Birch spreads this out wide for the Liverpudley, and a perfect delivery. Now it's Craig Linfield brings it into the box, thinks about a right footed shot, and it just goes wide. Nice play there from Linfield. Emily, I have to say, Linfield by a whisker has been my player of the season. It's a difficult one this season because the team's done so well, but what's impressed me about Linfield, apart from the quality of his play, is the way he got a bad injury early in the season, and he really, really worked and looked after himself and got back as soon as possible.
You're right. He'd be up there definitely for player of the season. Like you say, he's worked hard to get his fitness back, and he's kept his place in the team. He's produced some vital performances for them across the season, and it's a tough one. I don't know who you could actually single out as one individual player this season, because it has definitely been a squad season.
As Platt now threads it through for Rocker. Rocker now into the 18-yard box on the left-hand side, but there's space for Carlos Rocker here. Oh, and a bit of a lollipop there, and but just rather classic Carlos Rocker there. Beautiful piece of skill, couldn't quite execute the end product.
No, he's got a great 2 feet. We enjoyed a few moments of sheer class from him. You know, feet like lightning. He's not played football for a while. We'll let him off for that one.
Absolutely, he is about a year out. Runs his own academy now, of course, and as the ball is loose on the edge of the box, but Nugent will clear, the FC 11 captain. And now it's Lewis Lacey, has it back for FC right hand side, plays it through. Oh, good work there between Linfield and Daniels into the box. Daniels with a goal, number two.
And,
a little bit of a deflection off Nugent there, but superb 1-2 there, Emily, between Linfield and Daniels.
Yeah, fantastic pace. You know, really, it's a very open game, as you'd expect. But yeah, fantastic pace from the from both players. A little 1-2 and a quality finish.
So, well, and isn't it great to see that packed start? I wondered whether how much of a crowd we get for the. How naive am I? And I'm really well, not totally jam packed, but it really is very full. Yeah. That the stand there, the end behind which FC have scored their two goals, 2-0 they lead over the Invitational 11, and. Well,
I think you know we were you know after 3,000 here today because obviously it's a test match. It's very important for
and
us.
It's through now. Daniels again, right hand side. Daniels keeps it in, but can't really control the cross. Yeah, and Culkin will collect and spread it out there to Tunji Moses. Neville plays it down the line. Swarbrook, Tunji Moses hurried into a pass there. Now it's Cottrell. Chorley's a Jake Cottrell, fantastic servant for FC over the years, but when Chorley came calling, he went. It's done well for them too, as that's threaded through. Nugent does well. Martin Parker now, all blue strip for the Invitational 11, threaded through. Swarbrook and Giggs get in each other's way, exchanging an ironic smile there. And now it's Ashworth plays it out to Lewis Lacey, right hand side, brings it over halfway. 2-0 FC lead over their guest today, another 1-2. Neville does well to cut that out and then plays it to Parker in turn to Nugent. Platt under a bit of pressure there, back to goal. Tunji Moses, they're not quite dealing with this, the guest 11, but now it brought away. But Jerome Wright does well, but Giggs wins it back there. Rodri Giggs, wearing 16. But he's a starter, confusing numbering on this informal fixture, shall we say. Now Rodri Giggs. I beg your pardon, Carlos Rocca. Oh, those feet like lightning, dribbling, and then runs into a blind alley. Tries to play it out, does so. Battersby with the cross. Carnell is alert and collects, but flashes of the old Carlos Rocca there, Emily.
Yeah, certainly were. You know, you don't lose it. When you're a you know, quality player of his standard, you never lose it. You might drop your pace a little bit as you get older, or if you've not played, your fitness goes. But your touch and that brilliance, you never lose it.
Summed up my acting career perfectly there, Emily. You never quite lose it. You lose a bit of pace. But, you know. Jake Cottrell down the line. Lynch, short tackle there by Giggs. Falls for Cottrell. He's got Swarbrook to his right. At 35 yards out, Swarbrook back to goal, though. Does well, though. But in the end, he's outnumbered and outmuscled. Tom Brown there plays it to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright threads it through Tom Brown. Tackled by Moses. Ball breaks for Swarbrook. Played back now to Battersby. Battersby plays it inside. And good work there by Tunji Moses. But then loses possession. Now it's a bit of a break now as Wolfen. And is that strong enough, that ball? No, it isn't. But Lee Neville there. Recovering well and sliced clearance from Culkin.
He's having a hard time there with the fans.
Yeah, well, yes, it's not very generous, is it, there, the goalkeeping coach and guesting for the Invitational 11, but getting the bird.
I'm quite sure he's loving every minute of this.
In the best possible taste, of course. Platt. As it's played out there, Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright now comes into the box. Jerome Wright stays on his feet. Jerome Wright, left footed shot. But Nick Culkin, calm as you like.
Yeah, he had it covered there.
Ushering the ball past the left hand upright there.
He did it, yeah. Confidence there from the keeper. He just let it go.
And it's nice to have Brian and Swanby just behind us. They're our safety officers, making sure we don't breach health and safety in any way by leaning forward suddenly, maybe. Catching a passing pedestrian. Well, talk about getting the bird. It's the commentary team that's getting the bird now as Ashworth plays it to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright down the line, and now it's Matty Wolfenden into the visitors' half. He's got to Linfield and an acre of space to the left. Brings it into the he was offside. Well, the spoiled sport refereeing there in this.
Let that one go.
Really, it's a testimonial, mate. Come on. We want to see goals. We want to see the letter of the law being observed. As Rodri Giggs is tackled by Tom Brown. As Dave Birch plays it to Chris Lynch, deep inside FC territory. Now over halfway, it's Lewis Lacey wearing the number two. Red and white for the home side, all blue for the FC 11, as Tunji Moses does well and tackles a slightly, well, I don't know, lethargic Greg Daniels. He didn't fight too hard there, not too many tackles flying in, as Higgs plays a nice ball to Swarbrook, but shoots a bit too early, can't get enough on it. Carnell deals with it comfortably. And Lynch building from the back. Now Tom Greaves. Now Martin Parker cleans up for the invitation 11. Richard Battersby now will slide this one through. And now it's Carlos Rocca on the ball. A little bit of space in front of him. Rocca slides it through for Giggs. But it was Lynch who got there just in time.
Yeah, that was a nice little bit of work there from the two of them. Rocca taking the players on. Giggs had just drifted out to the side. It was a nice little ball to him, but Lynch diving in.
Carlos Rocca may not have played for a year, but he's not lost too much fitness.
No,
now it's Platt in the box, dribbling. Surrounded is Platt. Plays it back now to Cottrell. Cottrell chips it forward invitingly for Rodri Giggs to get up. But it's Wright who picks up the second ball. Giggs goes flying. That's quite a tasty tackle there. But
he's had a few niggles at people, I think.
Rodri Giggs, the reserve coach, maybe he wants to get some of his reserves into the team by creating an injury crisis. But Lewis Lacey, over halfway, right-hand side. Daniels makes a run, but that's ignored. And Brown plays it to Wolford in a load of space, 30 yards out. Brings it now onto the edge of the box. We'll think about a left-foot shot, but it's straight at Nicky
Culkin.
Culkin, is he threatening Carnell in any way, do you think? For a place in that Benfica,
he's pushing for a place. He's he has been working hard to get his fitness, and the way he held the first few crosses, he was looking fairly good.
He was, and then they started shooting towards him.
Yeah.
So Martin Parker now on the ball for the FC 11. 2-0 to FC United. Goals from Greaves and Daniels, separating the sides. And it is Martin Parker really wearing a number 5 shirt and number 10 shorts, or is that my surely doesn't that render the game unconstitutional?
I'm not sure the rules apply for
The referee thinks they do. As Platt now bringing forward, threatening movement through ball. Oh, and Lacey just made a slight hash of the clearance, but he bounced all right for FC, and they'd like to keep a clean sheet, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's no way Dave Carnell wants to be conceding in any match.
Although I suppose
missed the clean sheet.
For the neutral, whatever that means on a day like this, it'd be nice to see the old boys score. And that's come through there for Greaves, but misses everyone. And it's FC United 2, FC United 11-0. As we are just 13 days away from the inaugural fixture here against Benfica, as Lynch doing a Franz Beckenbauer here. Lynch on the 18-yard line, square ball for Daniel Schoen.
Oh,
and scores! Well, it was reminiscent there of Beckenbauer and Gerd Müller there, as Lynch brought it forward there, just strolled through the ground there, square ball to Daniels, and he just stroked in perfectly, placed 3-0 to FC United.
A great little finish and a nice little celebration there. Daniels has just signalled to the bench sub for Nicky Culkin. Not much he could do about that one. It was right in the corner.
And just a feeling that the pressure of Swampy commentating got to the players early on. One Swampy had gone, and they just felt a weight was lifted from their
just
shoulders.
Open up, yeah.
It's Swampy
nil.
Swampy and Brian nil. Yeah. Maguire and Quinn 3.
That's what we like.
Well, it's a great view here, isn't it? Even got a seat for you as well.
Yes, they've got says. Rodri Giggs tries a shot, and Giggs, and on the half volley, Rodri Giggs over the bar. Well, help the ages was a comment for the fact that we've been given seats from a commentator. I think that's harassment.
I think where's the nearest steward?
We'll sort that out at half time, Emily. We're not having that. Emily, the fittest.
He's supposed to be still where you're standing.
Emily, the fittest person in the ground, that's official. I think.
I'm not sure whether it's official.
But it's she'll be in the top five. Now Greaves, they're being held by Parker, but it's Greaves who's penalising for pushing, and he waves his arm at the official. And on the break now, it's the Invitational 11. Giggs. Square ball. Cottrell with a nice looking ball in, chipped by Platt, but calmly headed back.
Very
there.
Very calm, comfortable.
By Ashworth, and referee blowing his whistle for half time. For half time, which has been a pleasant game of football to watch, Emily.
Yeah. It's been great. What an occasion. Welcoming back some old former players. Lovely day for it, sunshine, and just being able to walk around and speak to fans that have been involved in the club for so long. It's perfect.
And on the field, FC leading by 3-0. Goals from Greaves, 2 from Daniels. The highlight, really, that third goal with that Beckenbauer-esque run from Lynch. The perfect square ball, a perfect finish from Daniels. A lot for Dave Brown to be talking about to his players at halftime. We leave you here with a scoreline in this test event, this invitational game. FC United and Manchester 3 and FC 11 nil.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Welcome back to Broadhurst Park. That was the messiest thing I've ever done, Paul, but then again, there's a lot of messy things we've done in FCM Radio over the years, let's be honest. But this is a test match special. FC Live brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair. And it's going FC United of Manchester 3, FC United of Manchester 0. Paul, thoughts?
It's great to be able to say live from Broadhurst Park, first of all. The match itself isn't really of great significance in the grand scheme of things.
Oh, it's magnificent though, isn't it?
But it is interesting to see how the two teams are kind of facing up to this game. The Invitation 11 has got two Conference North midfielders we're up against today. Tunji Moses, who's at Stockport, Jake Cottrell at Chorley, and it's the kind of calibre of play we'll be up against next season, so that's an interesting pointer.
I don't want to play Moses when it actually means something.
Well, yeah. They've both got stuck in. They've both been quite industrious. Nicky Platt has flickered in and out of the game. It's great to see some of our old players kind of put themselves about. Roderick Giggs probably slightly more than Margie would like to, but
enough about the match. How's the test event going for you, do you feel, at this moment in time? I mean, it looks like we've got the 3,000 we wanted.
I'm hoping we've got the 3,000 for the safety certificate. We've got a significant number in the St Mary's End, is it called now?
The MRE.
The MRE, as it used to be.
The Mary's Road End.
The SMRE. Hopefully we've got enough in, and if we haven't, I'm sure we've nearly got the 3,000.
And your thoughts, 45 minutes into, 30 minutes 30 really, minutes. Of being here during a football match?
I think it's a great arena for football. There's a great feel about it, but the feel about it is nearly all because of the fans, isn't it?
Yes.
It's the atmosphere that the FC fans can bring to a game. For the armchair army that aren't here today, you've missed a great experience, and I'm sure you'll all try and get here soon. I know Helen Murphy in Leicester is one of those people who couldn't be here today.
Oh, once you've started name-checking, though, Paul, you're going to have to name-check everyone now.
Well, you know, I thought I'd slip
Helen,
one in.
You're very special. That's why you get a name-check.
I mean, for those people who can't be here today, hopefully you'll be here for Benfica like a lot of people will be. The Benfica game will be absolutely rocking.
Yes.
I'm sure.
I mean, I know there's meant to be, there's got to be more than 3,000 there, isn't there? Because there's not much more room, is there?
Well, the capacity is what? Officially 4,800 or
4,386.
Is it?
Something like
okay,
that.
Okay, well, one of the interesting aspects was we've got the big terrace behind the goal. Now, traditionally, you know, at some grounds, the FC fans have migrated to the other side at half-time, but that blatantly is not possible at Broadhurst Park. There just isn't the space. So I think common sense will prevail, a bit like the MRE at Gig Lane, and they'll just stay put.
Well, yeah, it's like Paddyham, the first time we had the league match at Gig Lane, and no one tried to go in the cemetery end.
No.
I mean, there was a bit towards the end where we really wanted to go in the cemetery end because that was the better stand, in my humble opinion, but, you know.
I kind of feel that this game is more validated by the fact that it's not just some of the old players that have turned up, but also we've got the likes of Kitman George here.
Yeah.
Who's doing touchline duties, which is really nice to see, because George was here from the dot. You know, he was so instrumental at the beginning. When we didn't have the know-how behind the scenes and people put their hands up and did things that they hadn't done before, Kitman George, you know, ended up doing the kit.
Also here we've got David Conn, who's being interviewed by Swampy. You'd think for FC Radio, but no, for the BBC.
Yeah, what David Conn. Absolute. To be fair to David Conn, even though he's a bitter and a very well-respected journalist as well,
yeah,
David Conn has always been on the side of FC. He's written some very sympathetic pieces over the years. He is very much for fan ownership, even though he's following a club with endless pots of money.
I'm sure they're fans too.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm glad that David Conn's here. We've attracted some very interesting journalists over the years who want to know about FC. Go back to that game at Whitby a few weeks ago. And we had another celebrated journalist with us.
From the Telegraph?
Yes.
He wasn't actually conservative in his views.
No, he wasn't.
Can't remember his name.
Henry
Winter?
No, it wasn't Henry Winter.
I can't think of his name.
But anyway, we're very lucky in that we've got people, influential people in the media, who look at FC and who actually believe in us and follow us and want us to do well, which is good. We're not kind of the flavour of the month all over the country, we have to say this. And particularly next season in Conference North, we're going to come up against some people who think we're a bit Johnny-come-lately, Billy Big Time, you name it. We'll get called it by some people. But we've also got some very good people around the country who are sympathetic for us, and that's good.
That is good. The league we're going into is into the unknown, but actually, as the commentator rightly pointed out, it's not that unknown, because we've got Charlie, we've got Stalybridge.
Well, believe it or not, of the teams in that division, we've already played 10 of them competitively already.
Jim White,
yes, that's the man. I couldn't think of his name.
To go on the Telegraph website to get that,
by
the way.
That was cheating, but yes, it was Jim White.
Yes,
and
I feel
Jim White is another very good journalist. So, yeah, we've got some very interesting trips next season. We've got the likes of Gloucester playing at Cheltenham. We've got Brackley, which all the London branch are rubbing their hands with. We've got some pretty long-distance journeys coming up. I think we've got four kind of local clubs, haven't we?
Yeah, we've got Gloucester, Corby, which is Northampton,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got Worcester.
Yeah.
And the worst one, in my humble opinion, Lowestoft.
Lowestoft, yeah. Who really should be in... Well, I don't even think they should be in a South Division. They should be playing in the Netherlands, be honest.
Let's put them in the Danish league.
I think they should be playing Den Haag and Ajax, to be honest, the lower stuff.
But we've obviously got, like you say, the local teams. We've got Stalybridge, we've got Curzon, we've got Stockport, we've got Chorley.
Yeah, we've got four kind of localish.
Filed.
Four localish games, and then we spread. Very interestingly, Stockport County seem to have a lot of alienation towards us in some quarters. And I'm sure we'll have some very competitive games with them. It's going to be good playing Stockport. That's going to become the local derby of derbies, maybe.
Paul, any other thoughts to make at this moment in time?
Any other thoughts? Well, I would hope that Steve Spencer gets on the pitch, because he scored our first ever league goal, so I'm hoping he gets a bit of a run. And Simon Carden, of course, who scored 5 goals in a game for us and created his own history. I'm sure that, you know, looking at some of the older players on the bench now that are taking kit off, including Dave Brown by the look of it, who looks like he's coming on.
Oh, God help us all, everyone, look out.
It's going to be interesting if he comes on, but yeah, it's going to be a fun 30 minutes regardless
and
of what
at that
happens,
point
really.
Thank you, Paul. This is FC Live Test Match Special, constructorcoding.com. I'm Joe Armour. Here's Swampy and Emily for the next 15 minutes.
I'll try and do
Swampy.
My impression of Swampy.
Did I say Swampy?
Swampy up.
I do beg your pardon.
I'm going to work on a Swampy impersonation for the next time you do that.
Sorry.
No, it's
do it now.
It's an exciting day, and I have to work on this
with your voice.
No, I'm not.
All right.
That sounded like that. What's it? I always forget that Salford journalist. That mentioned. Anyway, Well, Emily, David Brown, what a team talk he would have to have. And
I think he's threatened them with him coming on. To be honest, it's looking like he's...
What can they do to get back in this game, Emily? 3-0 down.
3-0 down, yeah.
I mean, there's so much space for FC. I mean, what on earth? What can he do?
Once we scored one, the floodlight gates seemed to open.
The floodlit gates, did you say? No, that's all right. That's a good note. You're a poet. A floodlit gates is a good expression.
There we go.
Which we patented.
I didn't mean it either.
Copyright. Well, it's just instinct. Copyright Emily Maguire, 2015. The floodlit gates.
No, I'm looking forward to this half.
If they could just get an early goal, the visitors, then it just would...
Then it changes the tie altogether.
And, you know, so FC United, they've got to be professional.
Yeah.
And some changes out there. Rory Fallon has entered the fray. We'll just try and get hold of a team sheet so that we can...
Fallon's come on. Callum Burns, come on. Joe Fox, I think they've made quite a few. Van Gils is there as well.
So, yeah, all ringing the changes there. And Tom Greaves still out there. Looks as though Greg Daniels, having scored twice, has been... withdrawn, but there are three substitutes, including David Brown.
Yeah, this is a good
Matthew
touch,
Tierney, Simon Carden, the midfield powerhouse, takes no prison.
Mickey Platten, Rob Nugent looks like he's coming away as well. I mean, we get to see Simon Carden.
Yeah, Rodri Giggs, Ben Nugent, Nicky Platt, and the men being withdrawn. Well, Dave Brown, he's not lost any weight.
And, really turning back the years, huh?
And there he's handing the captain's armband to Carlos Rocker, and he himself is taking a position, a fairly full position. Already a bit of argy-bargy there with Ashworth. Bit of needle creeping in.
Oh, he's not going to hold back, is Brownie?
No.
Be another classic performance for him, I think.
As... Tierney playing at the back, interestingly. Not really a centre-back by trade, but a very skilled player. As brought forward by Martin Parker now. Seems to have moved to a left-back position. Plays it inside. Chunji Moses now in a centre-back role, is he? And put under pressure there. And now it's Battersby who plays it back to Tierney. Cottrell drops deep to collect this. Tierney and Parker. Parker is still in that central role. Neville remains at left back, and he has that now. Halfway line, Lee Neville checks. And really do need to do something at the invitation 11. Three goals down here. And we're only half an hour each way. As that's played out, good ball there for Neville. If he can keep it in, he does. He does well, does Lee Neville. By the corner flag, cross ball. Comes to Rocker on the 18-yard line. Left foot shot from Carlos Rocker. What an excellent save from Carnell. And a corner is won. Really excellent left foot shot from Rocker.
Those fast feet of Rocker's just taking it from right to left very quickly. Got a shot away, but shot equally matched by Carnell's save.
And Rocker now will go over to take this corner. But it really was a great save from Carnell. But Carlos Rocker now will attempt, as the Invitation 11 look to pull one back here. Floats it into the centre. Well won by Lynch. Second ball will be Cottrell's. He'll head it back to Tunji Moses. And he has problems controlling that. And Van Gils now plays it out to Rory Fallon. Rory Fallon, though. Rory Fallon has the ball. And Greaves there just had stepped offside. And lets the ball go through. And it's Matthew Tierney now for the old boys. Hope they don't mind being called the old boys. I mean it as a euphemism, not as a comment on their age. And now it's Darren Lyons now. Playing at right back. And Rory Fallon. Rory Fallon chips it in. A beautiful ball, but good work from Tierney. Concedes a corner, though. Yes, we've got Darren Lyons playing at right back for the home side. We've got Dave Brown up front for the Invitational 11. Now it's Darren Lyons on the ball. Looks to deliver a cross, perhaps. There's Darren Lyons. Chips in. Well, it's a radar right off there from Lyons, and disappointing. Plenty of red shirts up there. But now it's Carlos Rocca, right-hand side. Yeah, he does still look fit. Does the number seven. Now skippering the guest 11. It's all poor. Oh, what a rough tackle there, but Van Gils tries to thread it through, but referee bringing play back there. Carlos Rocca having a go at the young pretender Van Hills, perhaps slightly in the Carlos Rocca mole, and Rocca thought he'd let him know that he was there. Now Darren Lyons has it, threads it through. Neville, though, anxious to prove himself, cuts it out. Ball now with Rory Fallon, though. And Rory as Joe Fox plays it across. Darren Lyons again seeing a lot of the ball is the number 20, and he chips in another cultured cross. Oh. Greaves with the header. Culkin gets in the way, and Tierney will bring it away.
Someone say that was a fantastic reaction save.
But what about Darren Lyons with these crosses? Liam Brownhill is going to have to be watching.
I know, he's been allowed far too much time on the
and
ball.
If Darren Lyons gives himself a good pre-season, you just never know. He might be knocking on the door for that right back spot. David Brown now, his first touch, uses muscle up, and well, he tried to muscle Callum Byrne off that. Callum Byrne laughing, and Brown is down there. He's trying to buy a. Are we trying to get Callum Byrne carded here? And that's played first time, trying a quick free kick. Tonji Moses now has it. Rocker to the right, ball from Moses there, but second ball will be picked up by Battersby. Brown back. It's a miracle recovery there from Brown.
What a ball that is.
Yeah, that's well, Brown and Lyons really are showing them how to do it here. Now it's Martin Parker as he swings the ball across. Switches play out to Battersby, halfway line, the number 2 for the guest 11. Brown there with a nice ball out to Tonji Moses, brings it infield. Tonji Moses, left foot, and scores! It's 3-1, that goal that they needed. Not a lot of celebration from the guest 11, because they know they've got a job to do. Connell may be a bit disappointed, did get a hand on it, Emily.
Yeah, he'll be absolutely disappointed, you know, he doesn't want to concede, but it was a great run, great driving run, and what a shot.
And Dave Brown, whatever he said at half-time, has been working, he's put himself on the field, he's set the example, and now, well, a few smiles wiped off a few FC red-shirted faces now, they've got work to do. It's 3-1. Lynch, we've got a game here now, Emily.
We certainly have. We were asking for that goal.
And now Fallon threads it through, but Tierney does well. Van Gils now for the red shirts of FC United. Jerome Wright spreads it out to Rory Fallon. Rory Fallon now, as FC have been woken up by that goal by the visitors there. Fallon does well. And loses in two minds there, and Cottrell will bring it forward now. Plays it forward, and chip forward by Carden. Nice ball. Now Swarbrook, can he bring it in? Plays it back. He's got always. Carden wanted it to. Well, poor cross in the end. Wasted opportunity there. Now it's. FC United have it far side. It's played through for Van Gils, but well read by Cottrell. Cottrell now will bring it forward there. He's outnumbered in the end, and Rory Fallon will play a square ball to Darren Lyons, imperiously patrolling that right touch line. Played forward for Greaves. Not quite the radar. Wasn't quite there from Lyons. This time, Parker can clean up. Now Matthew Tierney. Played forward to David Brown, trying to boss the game from midfield. The number 12, nice ball, accurate ball, played through to Swarbrook. Swarbrook plays it forward there to Tonji Moses. Scored one. Can he try it again? Tries to slip it through. Still never. Now it could be 3-2. Swarbrook with a shot. It's in the net, but the flag is already up.
Flag again.
Oh, but now it's all FC 11 at the moment.
It certainly is. I think the changes that have been made have certainly been in their favour. Dave Brown leading the line in the middle there.
Really, it was his ball that started that movement there, which led to the ball being in the net, but disallowed. by the spoiled sport official. Doesn't he know we won a game here? Darren Lyons, though, look at him, so calm, so much time and space. The old maestro. Daniels, square ball. Rory Fallon. Rory Fallon will think about this. But you don't know, it's Fox. Ooh, thunderbolt there goes over the bar. And let's see, United just need that fourth goal to just settle things down again. Full credit to David Brown's men for making a contest of this. There'll be some banter about the performances of Lyons and Brown by some, but for me, they're putting a case for them to be in that starting lineup against Benfica. No question about it there. Brown again, look at him, switches play. Two men on him, it didn't bother him, just brushed them aside and plays it out left to Martin Parker. And look at that ball from Parker. Simon Carden now rolling back the years as Carden takes a shot. Oh, it's poor. He rolled back more than the years with that shot. Rolled back his chances of making a return. And it's Joseph Fox, square ball to Greg Daniels, deep inside FC territory. FC United 3, an invitation 11-1. Now it's Rory Fallon, wearing 14. Spreads it out to Van Giels, the diminutive Dutchman. Plays it through. Greaves there, perhaps he might have given that straight back to Van Giels there, but plays it back to Fox on the right touchline. Loads of space for Jerome Wright over here. Fallon plays it down to Daniels, thinking about a hat-trick. Daniels, we thought he'd been withdrawn, actually. My mistake, I apologise for that.
No, he hardly hurt.
Darren Lyons, headed by Greaves, can't get enough on it.
He's had to come back on to replace Callum Byrne, who's...
He's taken a knock from that fierce challenge from Dave Brown, was it?
I think he felt the effects of that, and he's had to withdraw from the game.
It's a bloodbath out there in the second half. Brown then takes it on his chest. David Brown. Never gives the ball away. Now Carlos Roca, deep inside his own half, the acting skipper of the FC 11. Now it's Cottrell. Cottrell spreads it out left. Oh, poor. Poor from Jake Cottrell. Absolutely disgraceful from Cottrell. He'll be getting a thick ear from they're doing informal substitutions now as that comes back on.
Rolling
substitutions. Now it's Fox, plays it out left. Daniels there, just a little bit too far, wanting to take a shot there. Plays it in there, headed down.
What a save!
And that was a reenactment of Pelé and Banks in the 1970 World Cup. I think the header came from, was it from Fox? And his tribute to Gordon Banks and that famous save there in Guadalajara. Culkin tips it round for a corner. That's Darren Brown with the corner.
And then
catches it.
Culks with a play.
And that's a long kick forward there. But that was poor from Culkin. His end product there was woeful to that great save. And Jerome Wright will switch play out to Joseph Fox. And now it's Jerome Wright now thundering through. He's got Daniels to the left, but that's poor. And now Carlos Roca will gain possession for the visitors. And a step over there from him. Square ball to Neville. Neville brings it back. Now it's Nicky Platt on the halfway line for the FC 11. Can they get another goal back here? And now it's Brown. Brown there. Thinks about a cross. Faints. Keeps the ball. He's being fouled blatantly there. Well... Fox throws his arms up in despair, then laughs, but Brown will take the free kick and tries to catch Carnell off his guard, but goes over the bar. First thing that Dave Brown's done wrong, really. There's Tom Greaves comes off, and Michael Norton, number 19. Good to see him on. Big injury for him this year, but he's fitness almost back now, and it's so important to see him on the field for this event today. As Jerome Wright with FC with a 3-1 lead for the men in red. Daniels chips it forward for Norton. Norton there on the back to goal, but he just strayed offside, and more spoiled sporting official. I'll be 1 minute now before the senior commentary team will take over, and I'll be relegated back to television. And now it's Rodri Giggs. Rodri Giggs to David Brown. David Brown on the halfway line. So much time for David Brown. Goodness me. Really is like seeing Paul Scholes make a return here. As Fallon, beg your pardon, Fox brings it forward, bring to Van Gils. Van Gils, Fallon's behind him. Now it's Daniels looking for that hat trick. 20 yards out. Daniels unselfishly plays it to Michael Norton. Michael Norton plays it back to Fox. Now it's Darren Lyons. Hasn't got quite the same impact as David Brown has, but he crosses it again. Oh, perfect. On a sixpence there. Daniels across. Matthew Tierney intercepts, and ball there. Falls for Fox. Van Gils. Rory Fallon, 30 yards out. Fallon will have a dig, deflection, bounces off Carnell, and with that we'll hand you over to the illustrious Swampy.
About time as
Swampy,
well.
Brian, well, a bit of a tasty change over this one.
Rocker on the ball now. Well, it's a free kick. He should have been two players around him, one of those being Rory Fallon and the other one Frank Van Gils. I'll join the halfway line. Ball chipped outside by Nicky Platt, and miscontrol there. Oh, by Lee Neville.
Shocking touch.
Great commentary though from both James Quinn, but more importantly Emily, doing a tremendous job there, and showing the qualities that they both possess. Getting all the goals as well, Brian. Getting all the goals.
Well, that's typical that, isn't it?
It certainly is. As I'm going to turn myself up a little bit because I've got the controls at hand here. The one thing you'll know, ladies and gentlemen, so far is that Broadhurst Park is quite au fait when it comes to the Wi-Fi signal. Three hours now without actually a breaking signal. The fact that no one's listening probably has helped. There's the ball on the right-hand side. And I've got to say, since Dave Brown came on, they're a different team. The visitors, as Michael Norton there with an opportunity. Ooh, and should have done better, really. But Matty Turney wearing a Slavic headband. Plays it to Carlos Rocker. Carden on the ball now. To Dave Brown on the halfway line. Simple ball to Nicky Platt. Platt plays the ball across to Lee Neville. Lee Neville looking for some support. Gets the former Simon Carden. Do you think he's wearing the number 20 because that's what he smokes?
At once.
He's got B&H on his pants as well.
Leaving a trail of faggots everywhere he goes, isn't he?
Ball chipped through the middle again. It's headed away. Dave Brown gone into the sort of like centre forward position there. But Darren Lyons now just nonchalantly hits the ball long, and it's well played there by Martin Parker. Lee Neville does tremendously well. Back to Parker. Well, Martin Parker,
I bet he thinks it's better than Wembley, this Martin Parker.
He plays a lovely ball out to Rodri Giggs. Lots of room for Giggs now. The ball slightly bobbles on this right hand side. Giggs whips the ball towards the back post. Here comes Dave Brown, the back post there, and in fact I think it was Dave Swarbrick, was it?
It's Tungy.
Tungy's got number 9 on now.
Sneak back on now, Tungy.
And he's put the number 9 shirt on as well. That didn't help, did it?
He'd be a bit insulted if you thought he was Dave Brown, wouldn't he?
Well, I don't know, to be honest. I think it's most people would find it. Oh, it's Dave Brown there. Nearly takes it off Ashworth. Ashworth just toying with him as
like a cat with a mouse, wasn't
he? Scott Cheatham there. And the ball plays it back to Ashworth. Ashworth across to Lewis Lacey. It's a double substitution for...
You can see that Carnell's still grumpy from that screamer from Tungy Moses, isn't he?
Well, I think what's just happened there is, unbeknown to everybody, is that the team in blue have indeed put extra players on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's 13. They've got 13 on the pitch. Here comes Nicky Platt. Being hustled and bustled, and Jerome right back on to even the score up.
Oh,
good play there by
Daz Lyons.
Dart Lyons in the right back position, and Frank Van Gils gives the ball away. Moses takes over again. plays it to Carden. Carden, the outside of the foot. Nice touch and turn there by Swan. Here's an opportunity now. Moses to make it 3-2. Oh, great defensive work there by Van Gils.
Well done, Frank.
And, didn't come off for them. But they do have, let me just count again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
You've seen that.
Margie out is the big call. Margie out, .. of this world. Well, over 3,000 people here this afternoon. Really entertaining. The sun's out as Carnell, where he'll try and dance out with the ball. He does exactly that, plays it to Ashworth. He has conceded one, though, so he won't be happy.
No, he won't. Won't be at all happy.
And then Ashworth with a back with a clearance there for a corner. Well, that was an interesting one. Let's hope he doesn't do any more of them in the league next season. But if you just joined us late, good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Welcome. This is SC Live, brought to you by Constructive Coding on the Armchair Army. Brethren from around the world, revolution groups included. And also our friends at First, headed there by Dave Brown. And Brown with a golden opportunity.
Head like a sheriff's badge.
It was horrendous, shocking, wasn't it? That. And he's not going to get a better chance than that, is he?
No, you've seen him belt them in the top corner, haven't you?
I'd be bringing him off now.
Yeah.
With that.
Well, he wouldn't, obviously, because he's picking the team.
Well, Bats does brilliantly well there against Norton. Norton there loses flattened out, and now here comes Lippo.
Norton lost out, so flattened him, naturally.
Ball play through the middle again. Who's going to get the end of it to FC United? Lacey defends it well.
Just turned on the turbo then, didn't he, Lewis?
He did indeed. In fact, it's Dave Swarbrick with the number 9 shirt on now, isn't it?
There's probably one or two of them.
Yeah, there's a number, a few number 9s out there, isn't there? A lovely little back heel there by Norton, but to Rodri Giggs, who's in the blue shirt, unfortunately. And it's still 3-1. Should have been 3-2, but offside against the International 11. There's Carlos Rocca 1-2 between him and Dave
Ray
Brown.
Well,
doing superbly well. Ball to the penalty area. First time Rocca. Nicky
Platt!
Well, Nicky Platt, the goal scorer of FA Cup goal. What a tremendous play there between Dave Brown and Carlos Rocca. And for once in his life, Carlos Rocca delivers the ball we're all hoping. And there was Nicky Platt.
Even Les would be happy with
to
that.
To put the ball in the back of the net. Les, you can't complain about that one. And that's a good bit of football. And Nicky Platt, we were hoping he was going to get the first, but he is on the score sheet. And the man with the black boots and proud, Dave Brown there, played it to Carlos Rocca, who's always wore dazzling boots. Into Nicky Platt. Nicky Platt volleys the ball in the black boots again, and it's 3-2. Game on. 9 minutes to go.
You think
plus any additional time.
You think the extra man counted?
I think one of the two extra men certainly counted. And a couple of youngsters I used to help coach are here this afternoon, and the one at the side of me.
Dave Brown and Daz Lyons.
Yes, I did. What should I say? I think you coached Baden Powell. The ball down the right hand side now for Frank Van Gils.
I scouted for him.
You were there at Brownsea Island, weren't you? The first jamboree of the ball into Pennsylvania. Lovely ball there I think it was Daz Lyons.
Always a lovely ball in from Daz Lyons.
So it was cultured and calm, and the way he plays the ball in.
Lovely delivery.
And it remains 3-2. Say over 3,000 people here this afternoon. There won't be a pitch invasion.
Well, we don't know.
We hope not, because we'll need a new pitch. It's Carlos Rocca now. He's showing the quality and the flair that he possesses still. Got the captain's armband. Simple ball back. I've got to say, though, that haircut is very reminiscent of 1939, isn't it? There's a lovely ball play through the middle now. Here's an opportunity to get three apiece. Carnell comes out and wins the battle there against Tunji Moses.
You could tell that Carnell's not actually played with Tunji, because he'd have let that one be, wouldn't he?
I think he might have as their ball. Switch play, lovely ball there by Frank Van Gils to Jerome Wright. Smile his face. Dave Brown
he knew what
trying
was
to
coming
cut his
there,
legs. And then Brown slips over. Looks at the crowd and leaves the ball for Wright. Right in the penalty area now. So Fox, can he get a shot away? Cuts inside.
He should have. But then there's a lot of people in front of him, isn't there?
Well, yes. About 14, and one of them was Jake Cottrell. And Cottrell now did really well to Nicky Platt. See, this is where I think the football could... Could be really exciting if in the second half you're allowed to put extra players on. Imagine that in a normal league situation.
Like it best when they both have a couple sent off, then the game really opens up.
And FC are playing with 10. There's 13 against 10 at the moment. But I've got to say, regardless of the scoreline...
There's 11.
The best team have been in blue is Giggs now, outside the penalty area. Simon Carden, well... He was busy bending over there, getting a Sly Benson out of his sock. I think, has Van Gils realised that that was Tunchi Moses he just challenged?
No.
I don't think he did, does he?
Obviously, he's got youth on his side.
Parker goes across there, and well, Parker showing the quality there. He possesses a simple ball out by Culkin. And there's 12 reds on, as well as there's 13 blues. So 12 against 13 is now Dave Brown, Black Boots and Proud. Jerome Wright next to him, and he's shielding the ball against Wright. And
referee
challenge. The referee just throwing this time. He says, "What do you want me to do?" It was interesting. I was interviewing David Conn down there. Didn't realise the entire two teams were actually on the pitch, and the referee came over to give me a red card.
And quite right too. He won't be the first one, will he?
I've only ever had one red card. That was the start of my career.
Never went back. That a career?
Ball over the top, and can Giggs get on the end of it? No, he can't. Oh yes, he can. And was he going to lob it in?
No.
Well, he should have, because Dave Carnell left it, and Rodri Giggs, to be honest, should have really scored there.
Yep.
Poor.
That was usual lack of communication between Carnell and Ashworth, wasn't it?
I tell you what, I just realised. Not only did he steal an extra minute and a half on the radio, he's now on the TV doing the TV.
No, he's an all-rounder.
Well, yeah, so until it comes to the theatre, which takes precedent over everything, which is disgraceful in my opinion. I mean, I've closed my calf today to do this.
Well, you normally open on a Saturday.
Always open on a Saturday and a Sunday. I'll be there tomorrow, unfortunately.
Whoa.
There's a ball to Carlos Rocker.
Go on, Carlos.
Carlos now. Holds the ball up against Wright.
Rolling back the years, Carlos.
Goes through the middle, 1-2 between him and FC United's Dave Brown. He's still got the end of it. Can he get a shot away? Plays a lovely ball across, but Frank Van Gils is there defending really well. But it only falls as far as Jake Cottrell. I'd say it'd be interesting because quite a number of these players will be playing against FC United next season. Be interested to see how many of them will fare. As Dave Swarbrick there just loses out.
And this is all set up now for a last minute winner from Michael Norton.
Well, it's
3-2. 2-2, isn't it?
No, it's 3-2.
I must have missed one.
We both missed one, yes. It's 3-2. The ball hit out wide, right-hand side. Van Gils tries to get it on the end of it. Well defending there by Lee Neville. To Matty Turney. Turney to Cottrell. Through the middle of the goal. Carlos Rocker's come out here wide right.
Fine ball.
And now Wright versus Cheatham. We've both got pace. He puts a lovely ball in. Simon Carden in the penalty area.
That's going to be a penalty.
Referee. That's dreadful.
He's not entering into the spirit, is he, Gordon?
He's not at all. I mean, he's a moron, let's be honest.
Shame on him.
Gordon is a moron. I mean, there's no question about it.
That was blatant.
It was. Carden said himself. He tried to put the ball over the head. Not allowed.
As only he can.
Exactly. But Nicky Platt has the ball back. Can he make it 3 apiece? Plays the ball to Dave Brown. Dave Brown. Oh!
Referee!
That's a yellow card. That is a blatant. He takes him from behind.
And do you think Dave Brown will take this?
Scott Cheatham there should be sent off. It's a disgraceful challenge.
Dave Brown's waving everybody away. I've won it. I'm having it.
And I think he should be insisting here as well.
There's no wall. No wall.
Insisting upon no wall.
Yeah. Let's invoke the no wall rule.
Yeah, that's got to be the right wall. Or the referee for dissent puts the wall back on the line.
No.
Just no wall.
He'd hurt somebody.
Well, if Rob Nugent was on, he'll be looking to have a go. But Dave Brown, he's arguing with his own players. This is mine. No one's going to argue with him, are they?
they're trying to. They're all going
to
argue with him. They're all wasting their time.
They're trying to. We need a thunderbolt, don't we, from Dave Brown. Three in the wall. I can't believe three of them. Two on the line.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be the one on the line.
Dave Brown. I mean, they're all. He sets himself. Oh! Well, Dave Brown there, about to set himself.
Yeah, he's going to take himself off now.
And then basically,
Nicky he's disgusted.
Platt, well, back heel to Simon Carden, who chipped the ball over the top, and it's out for a goal kick. And Dave Brown's had enough. He's coming off.
He's stomping off.
He's sulking. Oh, that's a dreadful challenge there on Giggs by Greg Daniels. And he's had, I think he thought any better of it. He's coming off. He's off. He's had enough. He's not coming back.
I think he's putting George on. I thought he was putting George on then.
Oh, goodness gracious, no. Well, we've got 2 minutes to go of this game. And it's now FC United's Jake Cottrell plays the ball down the left-hand side. Cut out, though, there by Daz Lyons. Darren Lyons has had a... one of those games he's just
quality.
Been there ever
quality.
Present
once you've got it you don't lose it.
Well, Giggs hasn't gone past him, has he, yet? Anyway, here comes Swarbrick being closed down. Does well there, Swarbrick plays it, the ball chips into the penalty area there, and unfortunately not going to happen there. for Simon Carden. It would be nice to see Carden, because he's always scoring goals, isn't he?
Yes, always. And provoking fights and so on.
So on and so forth. Oh, Dave Brown there again.
Swinger
swiping,
there from Brownie.
Swiping at, well, the culprit who actually should be on the pitch. I mean, he should have been off. For A, wearing yellow boots, and B, having a poor quiff, and thirdly...
It's a booking for each boot, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes. As the ball swirled out to the far side, and it kept him tremendously well there by Daz Lyons, and a back heel there by Linfield, back to Lyons. Lyons gets the ball, simple ball inside now to Daniels, who plays around Daniels. Oh, what a strong challenge there.
You knew what were coming there, didn't you?
And there was that man again, Tunji Moses, just getting in the mix.
Oh, Lungy Moses, as we used to know him.
I can't believe your favourite's not here. I thought Papa's JT might have been here. Nicky Blue was going to make a call, but he decided against it because he knew you were commentating. That's a wow swipe there. And, 29, the game's over. Can you believe already? I think this is disgraceful. I mean, we haven't got any money's worth at all. Ball flicked on to Dave Brown. Is there going to be an opportunity for Dave Brown? Well, he's just ruined the turf there.
Just ruined Scott Cheatham as well.
Well, he's taken his retribution out on Cheatham, who was the instigator of the free kick that Brown himself should have taken, but wasn't allowed. He was robbed from it. As the ball hit long into the penalty, out comes Culkin, gathers well. And, it's a big loving. I don't like this. I was expecting challenges to go... hard challenges going. This is disgraceful.
We don't want blood on the grass, do we?
Well, it's taken blood, sweat and tears, hasn't it? So
it certainly has.
Cottrell now plays it inside. It's a poor ball. Cheatham is allowed to take over. Swarbrick will over him, trying to win the ball back. Can't quite do so. It's back with Cheatham. Cheatham to Ashworth.
Ashley decided to put him into trouble there.
Plays it out to his goalkeeper. The referee looks at his watch and he realises it's his Mickey Mouse one. As Darren Lyons again plays the ball, lovely ball in. Here comes Fox. Fox plays it through there. Norton can't get at the end of it. Well, Norton's absolutely disgusted with Fox there. Oh, the referee's brought the game to a halt.
That's it, final whistle.
Well, surely it's going to go to penalties. That's what we want to see.
Not when it's 3-2.
Can we not say it's 3-all?
Culkin was practicing all half time as well, wasn't he?
It was indeed. Well, that is the end of the test, and I think as the test goes, it's not been bad.
It's all right. I think we've passed.
Half past. Oh, we're on till half past. Well, all the players are out there, all the dignitaries, and the trophy will be lifted.
And now we're going to commentate on how well the crowd exit the ground.
At least they haven't done it across the pitch.
That's true.
Is there actually anything on there? Pass me them.
What, with this?
Yeah. There you go.
Lynch is having a butty.
See you later, fella.
Chris Lynch is eating a muffin.
Chris Lynch is eating a muffin?
Yep.
It's a balm.
It's a muffin.
It's neither. It looks like a sausage roll.
It doesn't look like it's got chocolate chips in it.
Well, you can't educate all the people all the time. That's the problem. Well,
you can't educate me any of the time.
Unless it's a tea cake.
He comes from the SK15 postcode.
So it's a muffin.
Which is basically a Stockport postcode.
Mine's a Stockport postcode, but it's a muffin.
Anyway, enough of this. We could
nonsense.
Save it for Hemsford away.
Not too bad, thanks. You enjoy that?
We're trying
to do things a bit differently at this club.
We never know. Our club, our rules.
I'm open tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Be open at the calf tomorrow, so see you tomorrow. That's locals.
So, from a radio perspective, we didn't buffer once. We've been on air now for 3 hours, 18 minutes, uninterrupted. So, I think I'm going to have a nice season ahead.
Well, you've got to... what do you mean?
No buffering, no crashes or anything.
So you mean editing? So
what you do in the privacy of your own home is no business of ours.
I mean, have you got room to buffer in your house?
Obviously, you've got two kids.
So what do you reckon?
But they were living in Salford at the time.
So what do you reckon? Sum it up for us.
Well, I think talking to David Conn at half time, and both nearly getting sent off by the referee without realising that the game was about to start. I think David summed it up tremendously well. You know, this is something that everyone can be very, very proud of. The people here from FC United, we've been involved for 10 years. Some of us earlier than that within the Glazer campaign. I know Brian to right side and myself both heavily involved in that, working with the Musa and trying to save a football club that wasn't to be saved, unfortunately.
Brian,
they've gone on.
Brian was there to oppose Louis Edwards, of course.
Yeah, and his dodgy meat. But we 10 years have come a long way. There's been the trials and tribulations, the ups and downs. Obviously, Ten Acres Lane wasn't to be, but we're here, and we're here now on merit. We're here because people have come together, people realising and believe in a cooperative movement, believing that you can do things as a group, you can work together, one person, one vote, every penny stays within the game. It's not about profiteers, it's not about making money, it's not about capitalism, it's about actually the real principles of life and the real principles of football, a socialism within the game, to make sure that you can move forward, make it affordable for football fans, make it affordable for the community. You can come together, you can work. The other football clubs that are there, there's league clubs that are fan-owned. 21% of Swansea City is fan-owned. You know, FC United is fully 100% fan-owned. A new ground, a new facility. It's not about just football. It's about the community. It's about the facilities behind us, where we're going to have the women's team playing there. We're also going to have the likes of handball, rugby league, maybe cricket teams in the future. The facility can
Moston
be used.
Moston Juniors, of course.
Sorry, Moston Juniors.
Salford Harriers.
You know, this is a hub. This is the beginning of something absolutely tremendous going forward. You know, we stand on the right hand side. The SMRE, well, it rekindles those thoughts of being in the Stretford Paddock many years ago. We're going to continue to be barracked by people around us, including Frank. And it just gives you that heartwarm glow and feeling that this is the very, very beginning. These people that have been here today, lots of them for the very first time, i.e. watching FC United. There's a lot of people here today I've seen that I know living around Moston that have been waiting for this day. They've got the chance to come in. Hopefully, they'll see what it means. They'll look at the facilities. They'll be here for the Benfica game soon and then for next season. And, you know, a lot of work to be done yet in the ground. But what a start. What a great afternoon of football. And as I say, football community are the winners, because FC United are here and here to stay.
It's just a shame you didn't do that speech in 9 minutes' time, because that would have been good to go fair to. But
yeah, because there's no following that, is there? I just about
talked
about
muffins again. I just gave it you.
I know, but we didn't want
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I peaked 9 minutes too early.
He sounded like Andy Walsh then, didn't he?
He did.
Well, it's, you know,
frightening vision of the future. We all just saw that.
Well, when I take over and I put the prices up, and basically I'm going to profiteer so much. I'm going to make my millions out of this football club. I can tell you, there's no question about it.
Thanks,
it really
David.
Is
thanks a lot
for me. Take care, David. All the best, my friend. Looking forward to the report in the newspaper.
See you next Sunday.
Oh, brilliant. The one thing I've found as well, Ben.
Yes.
People don't half like to drink here.
You've only just noticed.
Before
that.
There was
just to say about test events, there was a moment where there was nearly a full-scale riot because the door hadn't opened.
I think what we're proving here, we need more than one bar. I think that's going to be actually coming a lot quicker than people realise, because I think what they've seen today in the test, superb, that full. And it'll be going to be full for many hours to come, I would have thought, anyway. However, new areas. Hope we have the mobile bar.
You saw this about Winterford, didn't you? That they had these little mobile bars.
Yeah, it's going to have to happen, really, because, you know,
I'm sure there's a co-op nearby.
There's not.
No. If you've only just noticed the drinking culture, I'm astonished, because I've been scared in the life of me for 10 years.
I'm not saying I've just discovered the drinking culture. What I'm saying is that we need more bars to encourage the drinking culture. I mean, we're going to obviously strictly stay
Bimto. Can we have a Costa as well?
Did we not?
No, why do we?
Didn't we once bring the drinking culture to the radio?
Well, talking to you, that drinking culture to the radio, Keg's behind me, and I think the biggest drinking culture game we ever did, me and Keg together, was Bridlington away. I don't think we remember any of the game.
Yeah, I remember that.
United, the post-match was stupendous.
The post-match was...
For about 15 hours.
It was an interesting game, to say the very least. But we've moved
and
on.
And there was a legacy from that as well, wasn't there?
There was a legacy from that, yes. I was saved. Keg took me in, put me in his loft and let me nurture for about a year there, and then basically divorce came, and I'm the happiest man in the world.
2 hours he was meant to be staying for that day.
Like
2 hours.
Yeah.
The highlights of today will be available on FCM TV. Richard and Kay and Adam have been filming today with
commentating,
Keg, Josh,
James Quinn commentating,
Quinn.
Josh, and they're all there today, you know. It's
there'll be some post-match stuff we're going to do as well. You'll be able to.
Oh, bit of post-match stuff. I mean, they're taking over their team. Yeah, they've even got. You won't believe this. They've even asked for their own awards.
All right.
You know, we used to do the TV radio awards.
Yeah, we need to decide. We need to decide.
We can decide. We'll decide amongst ourselves.
Facebook. We'll get the group open.
They want
Facebook.
A separate one. Though. We don't want to be involved with you this year.
By the way, you've got till Friday to get that trophy sorted, Swampy.
Friday.
Can you do that, or do you want me to go to Timpson's again?
Why Friday?
Because that's when the awards is.
It's the 22nd, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, this Friday.
Do you want me to go to Timpson's? Are you all right?
No, I won't go. No, we're not going to Timpson's. I'll sort it, mate. Don't worry about it.
No.
But
we're going to give away a tin of beans. I could see it happening already.
A signed tin of beans.
Yeah, it could be engraved as well.
Yes, a signed tin of beans.
It's Aldi for your beans. Don't forget that.
No wrong with them.
No, nothing wrong with Aldi beans. But I can certainly tell you that we won't be presenting a tin of beans. We'll be presenting something a little bit more upmarket.
So
maybe some Calalone beans.
And just to say as well, we mentioned the bar, the catering facilities as well, I've done well today.
Yeah.
Herbie's van's in the ground. There's Arnie's, Fat Arnie's over here.
And two outside the ground.
And two outside
and again,
the ground.
And again, you know, it's been a really good afternoon. It showcased FC United of Manchester for a lot of new people, for a lot of us. It's been a long time coming. I know Brian, it's the first time he's been since the spade went in the ground. Speaks with a few other people as well. It's the first time they've been here, and they've really thoroughly enjoyed it. And it's given a great feeling. I can't wait for the 29th, an evening kickoff, the floodlights on, the smell of the turf, and Benfica here in a game that really is going to set off FC United of Manchester going forward for many years to come.
What, for a summer break?
Yeah. set us up nicely for the close season.
We all need a break, Ben.
We do. I said goodbye to you about 2 weeks ago. I said, have a nice summer, mate. And look what's happened.
Well, at least you didn't get a lift off me today.
Oh, can we have a lift back?
Well, if you two can get in my Mazda, then yes, by all means.
Then, no, he's only got a two-seater Mazda.
Oh, that's
all right. So
you'll have the lift, will you?
Yeah.
Caroline will be expecting a Reddit a bit later because it's going to take me that long to get home.
Can you not do it now?
Oh, James is here. Oh, James got the tram too. Oh, well.
Oh, there you go. Well, there you go. Ben, for the first time, will have to do something for himself after a game. Who'd have thought, eh?
Ben will be home late to do his buffering.
Well, yeah. I mean, the great thing here as well, as I say, you know, you'll see all the pictures and everything else that have gone on today. It's been a really, really good afternoon. Well, Carlos Rook is down there being interviewed.
This has been the most photographed spot on God's good earth today. It's been absolutely monstered with photographs.
I mean, the one thing as well where we are, we're privileged to have such a great view, and we're going to be able to watch entertaining football here next season. And wherever you go in this ground, there are no bad vantage points, in fairness. But this main stand, I mean, it really has been absolutely chocker. Say that if there was three and a bit thousand here this afternoon, there was still quite a lot of room, wasn't there?
There was.
So, you know, there's going to be a lot of room to move around and enjoy. Coming here because the capacity is 5, but at the moment it's 4, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, there was roughly enough room for 1,000 more people.
Yeah, most definitely.
The stewards
have worked well. It's been a hard task for them. And well, there's Keg and James Quinn down there below us now. And let's bring in Emily in. And Emily, your thoughts? We've got 3 minutes to go. And how have you found it?
My thoughts in general. Now, what a great day. What a great day it's been. You know, it's been fantastic seeing all former players coming back. A fitting game. My player of the match today has to go to a second half. A sterling performance from Dave Ralph.
I thought he was brilliant the first half,
think,
to be honest.
You know, they've gone in at half-time 3-0 down, and I don't know what he said to his players. He's come on as player-manager, and he's led the line to bring them back into it. And I think he'll be disappointed that it wasn't he didn't manage to get a draw at the end as well.
Well, to be honest, I mean, we were both very disappointed because I thought Scott Cheeser should have been sent off. It was a horrendous challenge on Brown on the edge of the penalty area.
Terrible.
And then his own players undo him. Now, if they were still playing for us, that's it. They're leaving. They've gone. They've left the club. They're not coming back.
Dave Brown thwarted.
A few calls for them to be subbed off by Brownie himself, I think.
Well, he had enough, hadn't he, to be honest. And but a great occasion, a great day.
Great occasion.
Just before we go, thank you to Brian, thank you to Emily, thank you to James, thank you to Statopole, thank you to Swamper. Coming up next is the last this cup is my cup of the season where we won the league, so that's a nice one to play out with. Swamper, you've now got 33 seconds for your final thoughts.
Well,
that's a bad start.
We discovered each other. We also decided on a new venture, a new way of football going forward. That venture was FC United of Manchester. Let's get a ground. Let's play some football. 10 years down the line, well, here we are, Broadhurst Park, the very first game ever. A tremendous, tremendous afternoon of football. Friends, family and fun. See you on the 29th. Until then, it's FC United of Manchester here at Broadhurst Park saying goodbye.
Sorry, I can't let that go. Broadhurst Park. Come on, mate.
And him a vegan.
I didn't say Broadhurst Park. Did I?
Vegan pork.
Oh, yeah. Just a bit posh.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.